The commander of U.S. forces in the Pacific, Admiral Dennis Blair, is in Beijing, where he's been conferring with Chinese military leaders. Among the topics, the Bush administration's interest in pursuing development of a national missile defense system and proposed new arms sales to Taiwan. Both are areas of contention between China and the United States. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing.
China's official Xinhua news agency reported that in his meeting yesterday with Admiral Blair, the Chinese Army's Chief of General Staff Fu Chunyo had urged the Bush administration to stop arms sales to Taiwan immediately. Speaking to Western reporters in Beijing today, Blair said he had made clear to the Chinese that they themselves could influence what Washington sells to Taipei.
The decisions that the United States will make on selling missile defense technology depend in large measure on the actions that the Chinese themselves take with the missiles that threaten Taiwan. As you and I sit here today, there are roughly 300 of those missiles which can range Taiwan. Chinese seem to be adding about 50 a year. There will be a point at which that missile buildup will threaten the sufficient defense of Taiwan, which it's the United States' policy to maintain.
Blair's visit comes in the middle of a major diplomatic initiative by the Chinese to influence Washington's decision on arms sales to Taiwan. President Bush will decide next month whether to sell advanced weapons systems to the Taipei government in the face of strong opposition from Beijing. Several senior Chinese officials have traveled to the U.S. to discuss the issue, and China's influential former foreign minister Chen Qichun will meet next week with President Bush in Washington. Ahead of that visit, China's most senior arms control official Xia Zhukang last night took the unusual step of calling a news conference with Western journalists. He left no one in any doubt of how emotive an issue this is for the Chinese government.
Don't forget Taiwan is a territory of China. But some guy in the world treats Taiwan as if it's one of their states. And even more important than any of their states. It's the most ridiculous. It's a violation of international law. Taiwan is a part of China. It's none of your business.
On the issue of national missile defense, Shah was equally firm about China's opposition.
We don't believe that national missile defense, NMD, is in the interests of international peace and security as a whole. Secondly, it will compromise China's security. Speaking from the international perspective, the U.S. NMD program will have a series of far-reaching negative consequences for the international security environment.
But Shah did indicate a willingness to differentiate between what he called Washington's justified need to defend its troops in Asia and the defense of Taiwan, which Beijing says should not be Washington's concern. In his news conference, Admiral Blair welcomed this more nuanced understanding of U.S. plans, and both sides agreed that more dialogue on the issue was needed. In the delicate diplomatic dance of the next few months, agreement to talk further is at least a small step forward. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.